Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Lauren, Chris, Steve, and Sharpie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You can't say hmm. You have to open your mouth.
I am ready
that's
for
too
some...
too much effort for him.
I'm ready. We got listener questions.
That's my job. Don't trump me.
Okay.
Stepping on my toes.
What are we doing tonight?
Listener questions.
There we go.
Jeez. All right, so tonight we're going to be doing listener questions. I'm going to go ahead and start off with the one and only Jesse.
What's Jesse write?
Jesse writes, so with the limited time magic last year, Disney had the long lost Friends Day where they brought out some of their older characters from extinction. Loved that. Who are your top two characters you'd love to see come out of extinction in the park for a meet and greet? Here we go.
Ugh.
Steve, go first.
Nobody.
Steve.
Why? I don't want to see the characters. I seriously
what?
Don't. I don't. Why would I?
Oh,
no.
Steve.
All right. You know what?
You
I'm
know,
not,
I go there.
You don't
there,
get to answer this. No. Just stop talking right now.
I have
right
my
now.
Ticket.
Nope.
I go in the park.
You're
I wanna,
done.
I want to go on some rides.
You're done.
The last
I'm gonna go...
thing I want to do.
No. Lauren, you're
is
up.
Is wait two oh, and a half hours to see a half-melted snowman.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I could build a snow. I could build like 50 snowmen by the time I got to see Olaf. And Anna and Elsa.
I don't think Olaf's out there.
But
I'm sick of that movie anyway.
You know, I think it's so funny that Chris, when you saw the movie, you told me, you know, it was a good movie, but I really hated the music. And it is one of my favorite Disney soundtracks right now.
Well, some people like listening to David Hasselhoff sing, but that doesn't mean it's good music. I don't know why David Hasselhoff popped into my head.
Hopped you into know. Your head.
Yeah. I don't know of any characters that I just.
You know, your turn's over. It's Lauren's turn. Sorry.
What about that rabbit?
No, not happening.
I don't want any other characters
Lauren,
to come back. Because then all you do is you like.
Are you talking about Roger Rabbit?
No, you just like awkwardly walk up there and you stand next to him and you get your picture taken.
Yeah, I hate that.
You know what character I miss?
Which one?
No, that's why we asked.
The Steve Griswold character. That's the one I miss.
I don't know.
Oh, the grumpy one?
Yes.
Killjoy?
He was in the Seven Dwarfs movie.
Do you know what I would pay an immense amount of money to see?
What?
Steve in the Grand Floridian bellboy costume.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd pay money for you to bring my luggage up to my room, and then I would not tip you.
Wait a second. You would pay money to see him do it? But then you
yeah,
would not
Steve,
tip him.
Can you bring my luggage in that costume?
I don't think that's what Jesse had in mind.
That's okay. Jesse knows. Jesse likes to throw questions out there that are going to totally
Jesse
turn
loves
us.
Us.
Direction.
Jesse's
that's
like
Jesse's
my unofficial.
Goal.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's like my unofficial adopted son. Can I just also add, I could care less about the characters, but I think you all knew that. So I'm going to side with Steve on this one.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. There's no characters that really, really, really like. The only one that I actually kind of thought was kind of cool was, and you're all going to make fun of me for it, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh, come on.
Dreamfinder and Figment.
Well, they're
oh, God,
cool.
I hated them.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a throwback, remembering when you were a kid type of thing, but it's not like I'm going to go wait in line to...
No, I don't
stand
think
next
I don't
to him.
Wait a minute. We had Dream, the original Dreamfinder on the show, and you weren't all excited about it.
No, but he didn't have Figment with him.
We should have warned him. Hello, bring the purple dragon.
With the horns of a steer. I love a wolf fellow.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate Figment.
What?
Oh, Figment's nice. I like Figment. Oh.
Horrible.
Figment was cool. Figment was cool back
Figment's
in the day.
Creepy looking.
No.
He's creepy looking.
So I really think this podcast should have the subtitle Mouse Chat After Hours. It's like what happens when the curtain gets pulled back and
oh, please.
All exposed for the character hating mouse chatters that you are.
Well, it's just I could care less. I really could care less about meeting a character. I did get kind of excited when I got to meet, you know, like, I don't know, I don't know, sometimes the princesses.
I think you get excited when you meet the waiters of Viennopoly.
Yeah, she does get excited.
There was
that's
one
more
guy.
Exciting one, for you one, than meeting one, like Mickey Mouse.
One time we had a waiter there who looked like a young Richard Gere, and everyone at the table was all like, ah! It was embarrassing, except for me.
Right.
No, I'm dead serious. Lauren, weren't you there that night?
No, I don't think I was there for that one.
Okay, I don't remember Richard who was Gere. There, just me. Yeah. Anyway, that's beside the point. The
Sharpie.
Point is I could care less.
Sharpie, what characters would you like to see come back?
Chris doesn't need to see characters because she hangs out with a lot of characters.
It's true.
Yeah.
Doing a throwback to my childhood, I would love to see the gummy bears.
The gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Really? Did they have those in the park?
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, there was a short time that the gummy bears made an appearance. And of course, another childhood favorite are the characters from Robin Hood.
Wow.
Yeah, Little John. I kind of remember them too. Yeah.
Yeah, did Little John, Robin Hood.
Did they ever have the orange bird as a character in the park? Because I always have like this weird perverse fetish for the, well, not fetish. I love the orange bird.
Obsession.
I think obsession is a much more socially appropriate word.
Yeah.
I have a fetish for the orange bird.
I don't even want to know.
Okay. I love the orange bird.
I like the orange bird too because it's that retro throwback thing.
A lot.
And they brought him back. And I remember like the giant orange things with the straw that you used to be able to get. The plastic orange.
You can still get
I probably still have those.
I know.
Do you remember the music from the Orange Bird album?
I didn't know there was an album.
Nope. There was. It's never mind. I won't sing it. I'll sing it later.
Oh, please
some
sing
other
it.
Day. No.
Pretty please.
No.
It's not from Concentrate. It's
no,
freshly
it's about
squeezed.
A cat.
It's about a cat?
It is. It's a cat. A cat is going to kill the orange bird. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you guys are on this evening, but I want some of it.
No, it goes, a cat don't like what's easy to come by. And it's all about the cat who's chasing the orange bird. And it's like a meal is more than something to eat. The cat wants to, I don't know, torture the orange bird first.
Wow, kids, let's go buy one of those orange juices in Walt Disney World.
You know, Chris, your cat obsession has gone a little
another level.
Extreme.
My sister and I used to sing that. Yeah.
Wow, did we all talk about our favorite characters?
No.
Lisa, what's yours?
Oh.
Darkwing Duck.
I could definitely go for some Darkwing Duck.
We're not offering him on a platter. I could go for some. That sounds like you want him barbecued.
What do you mean? No duck confit?
No. No.
Oh.
And you know who else I like is the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah, I like them too. That was actually my other one.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and I like Friar Tuck. That's kind of playing off of Sharpie.
From Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. I like Friar Tuck.
There are two Disney movies that I really remember from childhood, and that's Robin Hood and Pete's Dragon.
Oh yeah, Pete's Dragon.
Oh,
awesome.
I love Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, another album.
We got the bill
of
sale right here.
We got the bill of sale right here that says he belongs to us. Sorry.
Thanks, Lisa. That was awesome.
You don't own him.
Okay.
You don't own him.
Oh wow. Okay. Let's. All right. So next question. I think we answered that one.
I love that. I love that. I'm like getting all teary-eyed. Oh.
See, I knew there was some character love way down deep.
I had the character love. It's the big guy over here.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Go stand next to it. Oh, look, there's Pete's Dragon. He's right behind you. Let me take a picture.
He's invisible.
Of course.
Did you not watch the movie?
Yeah, so let's go wait. Oh, that's perfect. Let's make a fast pass to go see Pete's Dragon, and you could just stand next to nothing.
Ooh. That's actually a good idea.
That's actually funny.
Look, there's Pete's Dragon. Wow. You know what I like? This is what I want. I want the invisible dogs on a leash more than I want to see a character. Just bring, and they might have brought those back. I just want an invisible dog to walk around the park with.
They have those.
They have those now.
You can still get those.
All right, thank good. They're back. Thank goodness. Okay. All right, next.
I'm Lisa. Too happy to move on. Come I want on, to sing on. More Pete's Dragon songs.
Right, hold on. She's going to bust into Candle in the Water soon.
I'll be your Yeah. Oh, and then what right, about? Okay. It's a frazzle dazzle day. No, brazzle dazzle day. Mm. Yep. It's a brazzle dazzle day. He's doing his finger thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the finger thing.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. So.
All right.
Okay. Another question. Thanks, Jesse. I liked it.
I enjoyed that as well.
All right. I like Sharpie. Okay, so I have another question from Leslie, and Leslie writes, what are your favorite Walt Disney World resorts in each price category for adults? Trying to plan a girls' weekend away and want to give all the participants options to review. This could be fun. When kids aren't a factor, what resort would I go to? I'm going to think on that, and I'm going to throw it to someone else. I'm going to throw it to Steve because he's just a sourpuss tonight.
So for value, you've got to do Art of Animation because it's brand new.
But there's no kids. Are you still doing that?
Well, if I have to pick one in each category,
okay,
then I have, for a value, I would go there. Nice pool, nice dining options.
Good dining options, yep.
Depending on how many people you have, you can get a family suite or you can get just a standard room.
Well, if they're doing a girls' weekend and there's three of them, that kind of works out where one person gets the bedroom and you can put one person
on the table.
On the Murphy and, yeah, on the table.
On the table bed.
The Murphy bed, the table Murphy, and then the pull-out couch. And so then, I think three in a room, it's going to be very comfortable for them.
And then for a moderate, I don't know. I like. Well, I always like Coronado, but nobody else does. But
I like Coronado, Steve.
Oh, there you go. Sharpie likes Coronado. I like
I like Coronado for singles.
Yeah. I hate Coronado.
Yeah. I know. But then the other one
it's
I like
your
is
turn, Chris.
I like Port Orleans because I like either Riverside or
You just don't like Caribbean Beach.
Just don't go to...
Everybody hates Caribbean Beach.
So, yeah, pretty much you could go to any moderate except Caribbean Beach. And then Deluxe, they're all...
Bad choice.
Yeah, on the last show, we talked about the Polynesians under construction, so I would probably stay away from the Polynesian for the next
year.
I'm not... Contemporary's okay. It's just not my thing because I don't like the theming as much.
You know what? I'm going to say... Well, yeah, it's not my turn, but this is what I do.
Uh-huh.
So as far as the Contemporary, if you're looking at a girls' weekend, don't go to the Contemporary because there's no counter space in the bathroom. You're not going to have anywhere to put your stuff.
Yes.
You won't have any room.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they have very Contemporary sinks.
Although, if it's a girls' weekend, that marble floor comes in handy. Lauren knows what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
Okay. So.
But Grand Floridian's nice. Wilderness Lodge I like. Animal Kingdom I like. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
All right, I'm going next because I can't hold back my comments.
Yes.
I can't either. Can I go next?
I think this is a discussion instead of a round robin. I think Grand Floridian is good, but it also has that added bonus of having the spa. And when you think girls' weekend, you think spa. I do.
See, and I think beach or yacht.
Oh, yeah.
Because
nice
you've
too.
Got some good entertainment. Go sing at the piano bar.
Yep.
Little
you
jelly
walk
rolls.
Right into Epcot.
Yep. You got all the dining.
Especially if you go like during Food and Wine.
So if you go to any of those Epcot resorts, Boardwalk, Yacht, or Beach Club, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but Beach and Yacht have a better pool.
This is very true. You don't like Scary Clown?
No, Scary Clown freaks me out.
Who doesn't like the Keister Coaster? Come on, people.
I still have not
been
on that.
My kids love that pool.
That's the only pool, one of the few pools I have not been to. I've seen it, but I just have never spent a day there.
I really like the theming of Boardwalk, but I'm with Lauren that yacht and beach are a little bit more adult, I guess you could say.
I would agree with that, but they're also convention.
That's true.
And I think
that's
a factor.
That's where you want to be.
I think
you
contemporary.
Be in a convention.
Mm-hmm, contemporary.
Right.
Yacht.
Because if it's a girls'
Coronado.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out the convention resorts. Contemporary. Those are all convention.
Boardwalk. Yeah. I also think yacht Coronado is a great spot for a girls' weekend.
Yeah, for a moderate.
You can't have.
I do for a moderate. I think it's a great location.
Well, you know, you have the bar.
I think it's terrible.
There's a bar in there. We know what happens
Which
at the bar.
Which is lame.
For us.
The bar has like swinging seats that are pretend.
They don't even swing that much.
Well, because if you were drunk.
Well, yeah, and they can't turn it into an amusement park inside the
Everybody
hotel lounge.
Everybody would be swinging around.
That entire resort is just so massive. So it's totally spread out. Which is fine if you're not dragging kids around, I guess. But it looks so dated.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I like that one.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
I also like the pool. I think the pool at Coronado.
The pool's awesome.
And you know what's nice is Leslie pointed this out to me, that over at Coronado, you can upgrade your room to a preferred room and then get the business concierge for a nominal fee.
Yeah, it's not that much more.
And so that might be a good option to kind of make it feel a little more special, but you're still on a budget. And that's going to include your drinks at night, so that could really be a good option if that's what you're interested in.
What includes free drinks?
In the business lounge.
It's like cordials and stuff.
Oh.
It's not like, you know.
Well, yeah.
Mixed drinks. Well,
it's girl drinks, Steve.
Oh. No, I think they have wine too, don't they?
They have wine.
Well, Leslie said she's going to go and she's going to test it out and report back. So we'll let you know how the business club or business concierge lounge is.
I think French Quarter, if you're doing a moderate, is probably ideal because it's grown up enough looking, but it's still Disney enough. You've got the boat to downtown Disney, which if they're going to go, you know, shop and hang out, that's kind of fun.
And they will.
And it's small. But it's small, so you can get around.
See, I'm going to throw out one that hasn't been mentioned yet. I'm going to throw out Saratoga Springs.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ugh.
And
convenience to downtown Disney and the spa.
And, yes.
And depressing theming.
See, I really like the theming of Saratoga Springs. I think it is a great alternative for a grown-up Disney experience to still have that little bit of character in there. But beautiful landscaping. The resort is, while it is extremely large, it is well laid out. And the rooms are very freshly updated. And you could easily
mine wasn't.
Do...
Really? I opened my closet door and the entire closet door came off and almost fell on me.
Well, you just got back from the gym, right?
I know. That must have been it because it was one of those like kind of little doors that, you know, accordion style. And I just opened up and it fell right off. And I'm like, holy cow. You
That's
know, if
you'd
had
you
a
thought.
Kid do that, I probably said, holy cow, something. Anyway. and then there was a gigantic, like on the nightstand, there was like a gigantic wad of tissues. And I'm like, I know that's not for me because I just came in the room. So I thought it was
You're
kind
so
of disgusting.
Smart.
I know.
Brilliant deduction.
I was all by myself, plus the heater kept banging at night, which kept scaring me. So I had to I talked about this before. I had to look under the bed.
I haven't stayed there before. That's one of
were
the
you were you in a studio?
I was in a studio.
Oh. But I mean all of the rooms there are pretty freshly updated. They just finished that within like the last year. I don't know. I don't know why your room would have been in horrible repair.
Maybe they gave Chris the only room that wasn't renovated.
They checked her file.
I will now blow my nose and leave this tissue here. Take that.
Take that, Chris Wood.
It was something.
Well, and I haven't seen the pool. They redid the pool a while ago and the restaurant and all that. So I still haven't been over there.
I would have wondered.
I need to stay there.
I didn't like
it's
it.
It's a nice resort. I enjoy it.
Well, and it doesn't have, you know what the corridors look like. They're all exterior and they're all like, they're not themed or anything. They really just look like a prison. It's just like ugly. It was just ugly. Maybe a prison in Sweden, but a prison nonetheless, you know. It wasn't good. You know, if I were going to do a girls' weekend, say I had friends, I would do Grand Floridian because of the spa and the pool. I think the pool is one of the prettiest, most grown-up pools on property.
All right, Chris, I'll go with you.
Okay, that'd be special. No, seriously, I did do a girls' weekend at Grand Floridian once, and it was very nice. We thoroughly enjoyed it. So,
well, do you remember the trip last summer when your toilet didn't work?
Oh, yeah, that was
You know why my toilet didn't work? Lauren Masaryk.
No.
Okay, this just sounds a little too personal for me.
That toilet didn't work before we walked in that room.
Uh-huh.
Remember we were knocking on Natalie's door? Can we use your bathroom?
Yes. That was bad.
Well, and then our toilet didn't work on the cruise. It overflowed. That's right.
Your shower wasn't working because Steve had to use a shower in our room.
Yeah, that was just weird.
That's crazy.
I think
you
used my shower gel, too.
I ended up getting your shower gel, the cinnamon stuff. That was good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that was another trip, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Cinnamon buns.
Next question.
Yep, like that. All right, so we want the next question. Next question. Thank you for that, Leslie. Billy is writing the next question.
We actually answered this one already.
Well, we did in our last podcast, but we're going to answer it in this one, too.
Yeah, what if he's not listening to that one?
Billy listens to all of them.
Oh, you know what? I think he does, actually.
Yeah,
all right, he does. So, Billy, see the last podcast.
Lauren! Okay, so Billy wants to know, any idea on when Seven Dwarfs Mine Ride might go into soft opening?
Ooh, I know this one.
Ooh, Lauren, your turn.
They're saying mid-March.
And when is the official opening?
Well, the press release event is end of April.
Okay. Yeah, so it should be
April 30th.
I don't think it's going to be mid-March. If the press event is in the end of April and they're supposed to do some sort of fancy test in April, I think it's going to be early April.
You know, I don't know that you want to be the first one to be riding this one because this is new technology and I would hate for you to have anything happen, you know?
Well, I know that there are going to be cast members. Apparently they have to do a 72-hour test with no one on it and then they start letting cast members on it. I guess those cast members have to sign a release.
No, you just go on.
Yeah.
I know, I was teasing.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope it opens soon.
Billy, if you're going to be down there beginning of April with us for the meetup, hopefully, you know, there's the chance that they might have some sort of soft opening. Maybe we can
Billy,
all
ride it. Why don't you ride it with me and Lauren?
Hey.
And Lisa. And Steve. You can ride it with all of us. You can hold my handbag.
See, you got Billy's hopes up when he said when he heard hand, and then it came out back.
Yep.
Yeah. No, total buzzkill.
No kidding.
I'm sorry.
Tease. Okay. All right. So yeah, that sounds good. Let's see. Oh, and then we have another question. We've got Camilla. Is it Camilla or is it Camilla?
I think I would pronounce that Camilla.
I would pronounce it camellia.
Camellia. All right.
My favorite flower.
Okay. She wants to know, what's the best resort pool? Or a couple of them.
Beach.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, they're all, yeah.
There are some good ones.
There are some very good ones.
It depends on what you're looking for. Can I just say that, to me, one of the best things about Animal Kingdom Lodge is that it is a thing that none of the other pools have, which it has great landscaping. So it's got lots of trees and bushes and little cozy spots where you can sit, especially in the main pool in Jumbo House. None of the other pools have that. Everything else, if you want shade, it's from an umbrella or, you know, that's basically it.
Have you heard that they have a problem keeping snakes out of the hot tubs there?
No! Really?
No longer Chris's favorite pool.
Are you teasing? Oh, no, God, that's disgusting.
I've heard that they do have a lot of problems with the snakes around the hot tubs.
Just check before you go in.
Never mind. I don't like that pool anymore.
Chris is going to be now standing on the side of the hot tub saying to me, are you sure that's not a snake in there?
Do you know, as soon as you said snakes, I put my feet up on the desk. I can't. That's how much I hate snakes.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Good to know. Mental note to self.
Yeah, but both of those pools at Animal Kingdom are really nice.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom definitely has good pools. And I agree, Yacht and Beach.
Yacht and Beach is
definitely
amazing,
top pool.
Yeah, amazing pool.
Most people consider it the best pool on property. But now we've got Art of Animation.
And Art of Animation's got a kind of a plain but nice pool. Yeah.
Well, it's huge, and it's got the underwater music.
Yeah.
And it's a saltwater.
Saltwater, zero entry. It's definitely got a lot going for it. And the landscaping around it, very nice.
And then for moderates, I think Coronado.
Coronado's pretty good.
Yeah.
I really like the pool area at Port Orleans, though. I like the hammocks. I like the island theme.
Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside, sorry. I really like all that. I think
them
that's really
be swimming holes.
Yep, swimming holes.
All right.
Where did you find out about the snakes?
We're back to the snakes.
She's back on that.
She's
been sitting here stewing.
Chris, I want you to know when she's texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning telling me she can't sleep because she's thinking about snakes.
Snakes in the hot tub.
I'm gonna be calling you.
I can't remember where I read it, but it's been at least a year or so ago.
So it's okay now, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, the snakes have all died by now.
They're all gone.
But they've left hundreds of babies behind.
Oh,
like not helping me.
It's fun. Okay. Any other pools that really strike you as cool? Anyone hippy dippy?
Well, Grand Floridian. That has a great pool.
Yeah,
they
have a great pool now. I keep forgetting about them.
They've got a good splash zone.
Yep.
Yeah. I really enjoy the pool at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I was going to say Wilderness Lodge is nice.
Wilderness Lodge has a pretty lame slide, though. You got to give me that.
Yeah, I understand that. But I like the idea that the pool starts in the lobby. And I also like that there is a geyser near the pool. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And the quiet pool at Wilderness Lodge is also really cool.
I like that. When you consider Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom sister resorts, Wilderness Lodge must be the ugly twin because it got the bad pool in comparison.
See, I love Courtyard.
Don't you think that Wilderness Lodge is basically, or Grand Californian is basically the Wilderness Lodge how it should have been? I don't get the Wilderness Lodge. And even the pool is just so lame.
No, see, Grand Californian is a totally different theme. Grand Californian is very arts and crafts, Art Nouveau, where Wilderness Lodge is rustic and cabin-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got all the totem poles, really nice lobby, giant fireplace.
Yeah, they're different.
They are
different, but I think they're kind of the same idea.
They're cousins.
They are. They're kind of the same.
And the same
guy
designed them.
Yes.
All three of Disney's, the Animal Kingdom Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and the Grand Californian were all designed by the same architect.
Yeah.
Well, he got it right in California. Congratulations.
Okay.
Because it's a very different resort.
Okay.
Oh, I like Animal Kingdom too. Sorry.
I am going to the next question. Unless you guys have any more pools you want to throw out there. I'm going to ask you this. Which has the best slide?
Beach Club's got a pretty good slide.
Oh, it's got to be Beach Club, yeah.
Beach Club, because you walk up the shipwreck, you go through the mast of the shipwreck.
It's like you go from one end of the resort to another.
Yeah, you go from one whole area to a whole other one. And then you go through all the rocks and then come out.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It is, and it's fast.
And if you're lucky, Steve's not there filming it.
Yeah. And then you can get a great underwater camera shot and use it later to get things that you want from people.
Yeah, Steve, we were all at the beach club, and Steve had his underwater camera. And he's sitting on the side of the pool, and we're in the lazy river going around in the inner tubes. And he's holding his hand under the water. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's filming us.
Steve, you've officially entered creeper category.
I know. That's what I told him. And I even said to some lady next to me who I didn't even know, I said, that man is creepy. Just stay away from him.
You say that to most people, though.
Yeah, I think I've heard you say
I just
that
pretended
before.
That I didn't know you.
Please tell us you weren't recording, because that is creepy. What would you possibly do with...
He was recording.
You know, we don't know that.
He was recording, and you know what else? I think they turned out really bad, because at one point he threatened me with something, and then he said, yeah, those weren't any good, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, God, how bad could it have been? We were underwater.
He was recording. Just check YouTube.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, but the thing is, Steve always records all this stuff, but then he never has time to put it together.
I know.
That's
I have to edit it and put it together.
Okay. So let's go to the next question. Is this Mark and Debbie? Looks like Mark and Debbie. It's a hyphenated name. Mark and Debbie ask, we are planning an end of September trip. I've been on the Disney World site working every possible calculation of how to house our size party for the best price. I've come up with two rooms at Port Orleans Riverside, preferred rooms to help cut down on the walking to get us close to the dining areas and pools. That way we'd have two adults in one room with three kids and one adult in the other room with the other two kids. Would you all agree this would be the best resort and breakdown for my large family? Anyways, sorry for the lengthy post. I tried to make it short. Love your podcast. Listen weekly. See, people do listen.
Yay. All right.
So, sounds like two adults and five kids. This is a good breakdown.
Three adults.
No, wait. Two adults in one room. We'd have two adults in one room with three kids and one adult in the other room with two kids. So three adults and one, two, three, four, five kids.
Yeah.
You could do it that way.
So you have a total of eight.
Yeah, but you could also
break it into four and four.
You could go four and four and go with a value if budget is an issue. It also depends on the ages of the kids and how much time you're going to spend in the room. So you do have pretty good options here because you can split into two rooms, like they were saying. If you do four and four, it depends on how your sleeping arrangement is, but any resort is going to be able to accommodate that. Keep in mind that you're going to have double beds at the Value Resorts and Caribbean Beach. And when you move up to the Moderates and do Port Orleans French Quarter, Port Orleans Riverside, and Coronado, that's where you're going to get your queen size beds, which is much nicer.
Yeah. And you can also, I mean, honestly, the preferred room, I would actually even go as far as doing four and four and doing a royal guest room simply because of their location. They have a great location.
Yeah,
I think they're worth the upgrade.
Okay.
I personally would suggest Saratoga or Old Key West as long as there's a good promo in place. Because
what kind of accommodation?
A two bedroom. That's what I would recommend because you have the king bed in one room, two queens in the other, and then you also have the sleeper sofa and also a sleeper chair at Old Key West. We just stayed in a one-bedroom at Old Key West this past week, and it was fantastic. Old Key West is an older resort, so you can expect things to be slightly rough around the edges. I mean, not in, like, top pristine shape, but the overall theme of the resort is very relaxed, very laid back, so it actually is kind of in character for the resort, if that makes sense at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm a fan of Old Key West. We're going to be staying there in October. And you know what? Speaking of October, why are we going to be staying there, Lauren?
Ooh, we are doing the Mouse Chat Meetup.
Woohoo! I know, and Steve's yelling at me because I cut Chris Sharps off. Sorry, Sharpie. You were all excited about Old Key West.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, for a party that size... as long as there's a good promo in place, I think what you could save on dining by eating your meals, eating your breakfast in the room, packing lunches, and then going back for an early dinner, like around 5 o'clock, and then going back into the parks late in the evening. I think the deluxe villa resorts really do offer a hidden value in the kitchens in one bedroom and larger. And even with a party that large, even the, I would even consider another part of the value to be the laundry facilities. Mm-hmm. So you have laundry appliances right in your room.
Right. And with 5 kids, you're going to be paying a lot of money out of pocket for a lot of food they don't eat. And it's Correct. Just a fact of life. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a great hidden value.
It is. To have a fridge full of milk or juice or, you know, some Pop-Tarts. And or you can get Sharpie to come over and he'll make biscuits and gravy for you.
Ooh, yummy.
He's good at it.
He is good at that.
So, Lauren, I'm going to go back to you, Sharpie. Sorry for cutting you off. But
no worries.
You know, I saw the segue and I went with it. So here we go. Lauren, what are we doing?
We are going to be doing our... how many years is it now? Four?
It's
yeah.
Three?
Yeah, four. It'll be four.
Four?
Yeah.
Our fourth anniversary.
It just seems like 10.
It's 20. I thought it was 20.
It's 25.
Our fourth anniversary Mouse Chat meetup over the weekend of October 18th.
So what is 4 years? Is that like diamonds or
no.
linens?
No.
Or
well, dog
paper?
Years, it's 16.
I think it's cronuts.
Cronuts. Everyone has to bring cronuts.
Everybody has. Yeah.
And dog whips. Years were 7 years.
Oh, it is 7 years. You're right.
Okay. 28. Wow. All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to be down there and we'll have more details and we'll post it on our mousechat.net website. And hopefully some of you can come out and meet us. We've had a lot of good showings on these Mouse Chat meetups that we've been having. And we've met a lot of great people. And, you know, I like to say we met some new friends. You guys are awesome. You know who you are.
And so save the date. We'll have more information to come.
Excellent. All right. That's going to wrap up this week's show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you like our shows, please go to mousechat.net or to iTunes. You can download our shows there. And if you've got questions or comments for us, we'd be happy to answer them, but you need to send them to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much. Hope to have you join us again next time.